Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk show host, Randy Fine. Before we get started, I just want to tell you that I have recently released my memoir, and it's called Cliff Edge Road. That's C-L-I-F-F-E-D-G-E, one word, Cliff Edge Road. And this is a brutally honest, very compelling autobiographical account of my bizarre life growing up with a narcissistic mother. And I explain the pattern of adult trauma that followed after that. Cliff Edge Road is a story, it tells the intriguing stories of a segment of my life. And if you know me and you know my signature have coffee with me kind of chatting voice, I wrote the book in that same kind of style. So, there are a host of fascinating, memorable three-dimensional characters in the book that will leap off the page with you, at you. So, and in the middle of the book, I've actually included photographs that can correspond with all the different events that have happened. So through Cliff Edge Road, I teach the reader that no matter the circumstances, there is always hope. Nothing is impossible. Miracles do happen. So I hope you will check it out on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Today we are going to be talking with spiritual healer Sylvia Moss. Do you feel anxious, lost, or disconnected from yourself, your family, or life in general? It might be related to the ascension of the planet. Our world is spinning so fast that it is affecting people's nervous systems and their perception of what is happening, mainly because we are not used to this energy. It is causing more anxiety in people than a few years ago. Its ripple effect impacts many levels of our lives. Our level of chaos is accelerating, which we experience as stress. Many people find that meditation does not help them. That is because the energy is so strong, it can pull us more into a hyped up state. Today's guest, Sylvia Moss, is with us today to offer ways to quiet this unrest. To quote Sylvia, "My guidance tells me that we have to first find something to soothe and quiet our body down, to stop the swirling of the fast energy bombarding us. Then we can go into meditation where we can heal. Sylvia Moss, goddess of the diamond light, is a leading vibrational sound healer, clairvoyant, and spiritual teacher. She is certified Brennan Healing Science Master Practitioner, Transformational Energetic Therapist, Crystal Singing Bowl Master Alchemist, Angel Channeler, and Council of Light Akashic Record Reader. And she is also the author of the acclaimed photography book, Angels of New York, which is a meditative photographic journey. And she has just released, well, she will just be releasing in December 2019, the Angels Speak Wisdom Cards. And we're going to talk about all these things in just a few minutes. So we're going to get started, and I'm going to introduce you to my special guest, Sylvia. Good morning, Sylvia. How are you?
Good morning, Randy. Good. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's my pleasure. Welcome. Okay. So let's start with what we talked about, or what I talked about in the intro, about this chaos that we're feeling in the world. What is going on?
Well, astrologically, it's that's what the problem, not the problem. It's what's happening energetically, and a lot of people, you know, say, oh, you know, that's you know, no hokum and whatever they want to call it. That's not necessarily true. And of course, then a lot of people, myself included, know that it's true because we have personal experience with this energy. And one of the things that I think woke me up years ago was when I had maybe my first or second or third astrology reading, that the astrologer would quote back to me what had been going on, and it was exactly what I had experienced. So it wasn't so much that people were saying, oh, this is going to happen, and then I would experience it happening. It was the reverse. So that's what really told me that what happens energetically on the planet affects my nervous system and everybody else around me, because that's what I would also remember, how everybody else was acting. So there's been a lot in the alternative news about what's going on astrologically, and the month of November, I think, was there's a lot of challenges, a lot of planets in retrograde, and a lot of planets doing this, that, and the other. And so what the other piece is that the planet has, the energy on the planet, just itself, has speeded up because of the ascension. Now, you know, that's a little kind of foreign to some people about, you know, ascension. Well, that's just another word, you know, or whatever, because they don't know about it. But what the experts have said, in the last 3 or 4 years, is that the planet itself has already reached a very high spiritual peak. And we're now catching up with it. But what's happened is because the planet has reached a higher peak energetically than we are used to, it is continually expanding and speeding up. So this speeding up is affecting us, and it makes us feel like everything's going out of whack. But it's not really. It's just that the energy is faster than we're used to and faster than our system can tolerate. So it causes us to get into fights more, or causes us to be anxious. And so we think within ourselves, our mind thinks, well, something must be wrong with me emotionally. Something must be wrong, you know, with my thought process. It's not really. It's just that we haven't adjusted. So where meditation used to help a lot of people, it now makes it worse because they haven't slowed down first. So that's where I was really fascinated when my guide stepped in, when I was working on the angel cards. They stepped in and they showed me that if you do some kind of, even a workout would do it, because you want to release the pent up energy, because the energy on the planet has speeded up. It pounds into us constantly. And so it makes us feel like we're jittery. So you want to release the jitteriness, and then then you're calmer, then you can sit and go into meditation. So that's where the guides started showing me how the angel cards and the crystal bowls, if you play the crystal bowls, or if you had an angel reading, or if you had your angel cards and you connected with angels, you don't have to have the cards, of course, to connect with angels, but if you were to connect on the spiritual plane in real time, with eyes open, or sat at your crystal altar, just doing something to bring you into the centerness of yourself, then you go into meditation. It used to be the other way around. You would meditate, and then you could talk to angels, or you could be with your crystals, or, you know, you could go in, you would, if you were a healer, you would meditate, and then you would go into your healing session. If you were a therapist, you would do, but it's reversed now, which I found fascinating. And of course, I tested it out, and it works. I mean, it does. Now, it may be me, or some of my clients, or just the circle that I move in, that the agitation seems to be higher, but people, other people do report it to me. So that's sort of the genesis, the beginning of where that all sort of began to start.
That is very interesting. And what I'm wondering is, those of us who are energetically sensitive may feel it more than,
yes,
you know. But I guess everyone is feeling it, because how can we not feel it if we're all on this planet?
Yes.
So that's
exactly.
That's very interesting. So you mentioned the crystal bowls. For those
yes.
who do not know what crystal bowls are, can you explain that, please?
Yeah, I should have brought one over to play. Maybe I'll go get it. They're called crystal singing bowls. And the ones that I play specifically are alchemy crystal singing bowls. So there's two kinds. They're made by the same company. When you say crystal bowls, it's sort of the generic term of, they are bowls made of crystal. And the alchemy crystal bowls are quartz crystal plus gemstones and minerals. So they have beautiful colors, and the sound is purer and has more healing effect than just the plain quartz crystal bowls. And they are fired at a very, when they're made, they're made in a mold, of course, and the quartz crystal is fired, and then they pour in a liquid of the melted semi-precious stones, and some of them are precious stones. Some of their bowls that are made from with gold, diamond, ruby, sapphire. Well, they don't have a sapphire bowl, actually. They have turquoise. They have the blue ones. But and then some of them are mixed with minerals. Then the reason that they have this mixture is because the certain minerals and the gemstones, they carry healing properties. So we all know that the diamond is for a certain thing, and the ruby is, well, maybe not everybody knows, that the ruby is for your heart, or there are certain chakras that are affected by certain stones, and you would look at that through the color, like a ruby would be for the heart, but it would also be for grounding. Emerald is green, and emerald's for the heart. So they have those kind of properties, but when they are played, they set off this amazing feeling inside people's bodies. So when anyone hears them, I mean, even if they've never heard a crystal bowl, a crystal singing bowl before, they actually kind of swoon. They just kind of go, oh, I mean, it's really remarkable to watch people, because they literally, you can see their body just sort of like let go. The muscles kind of just let go. And the reason for it is, which I find fascinating, is because crystal is made of silica. It's 99 point something of crystal, of silica. And the human body has crystal all through it. I mean, silica all through it. Our eyes have I don't have the percentages in front of me. I have to look it up again. Our eyes have a large percentage of silica. Our nails and our hair have silica. And if you're getting older or you have bone loss or anything of that sort, they recommend that you drink tea that is made of horsetail. And horsetail is very high content of silica. So it's to build up the silica back in your body because the bones have a lot of silica. So
when you say horsetail, are you talking about an herb?
The herb horsetail. Yes, it's called
okay.
horsetail. It's called horsetail. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's
okay.
called horsetail. And then you make it. I actually have horsetail tea bags. And my nails have gotten strong again. So when these bowls are played, the reason that you swoon and you have this release of tension or just you sort of feel like you're in love. It's just like, oh yeah, keep going. And it's because it's almost like you're playing, when the bowl plays, it's like singing you. You're in total resonance because it's what's in the bowl is in you. And it's this phenomenal alchemical reaction. So I started playing crystal bowls maybe 10 years ago and started doing sound baths with them. And then, of course, I did journeys with the sound baths and the crystal bowls would take you on these wonderful journeys, the visualizations. And people had major healings. And there's some bowls that have a stick on them. They're not just a stick, there's a crystal rod on them that you hold them. And they're called practitioner bowls. And so you can the person playing the bowl can hold it over a person's body, and they will feel it more strongly. And now in my healing sessions, I actually will hold a bowl in the palm of my hand and put my hand on the person's body and play the bowl. And they can feel the vibration coming through my hands into their body. And they are having remarkable results. I almost don't have to even do the energy work anymore. I mean, of course I do, because it's what you do. But there's some really interesting things moving from the vibrations of these bowls. Now, the interesting thing about the bowls with angels is that when I started announcing that I was working with angels and I did the angel book, the man who makes these crystal bowls, when I was at the showroom one day, he said, you know, because I gave him some of the books, he said, you know, the crystal bowls carry the same frequency that the angels have. Well, of course, I, you know, leapt out of my body practically. And so when we play crystal bowls, we're opening the portal to the angelic realm. So you've got a triple threat going on here. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. We have a couple of people that are calling in to ask you questions, and let's see what the questions are, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. We're connecting. Good morning. Do you have a question for Sylvia this morning?
Good morning, yes. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
And hello. I love that. You know, while I was listening to you talk about the bowls, the idea popped into my head. You were talking about holding the bowl, playing it, and then putting your hand on your client. And I just wondered, I wonder how it would feel if you put the bowl directly on the client, you know, on their chakra points and played it directly on. I thought, wow, that would be a pretty amazing experience.
Well, that's actually what I do. So I put my hand, I hold the bowl, and then I put my hand with the bowl on the body. I've tried putting the bowl directly on the body, but because of the shape of a body, the bowl doesn't stay stable.
Wobbles.
So it wobbles.
Okay.
And so it's like a little dangerous. So that's why I now hold the bowl and I just lay my hand on the body. And actually, when I sit at your feet, I will put the bowl up as close to the feet as I possibly can without touching it, because if the feet touches it, then it stops the bowl. But it's right up against it. And so the people actually feel the vibrations coming in their body.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
The question I was calling to ask about is, you know, this time of year, you know, families are traveling or visiting other family members, and sometimes, you know, that's a stressful thing. And for myself personally, I'm kind of a people pleaser. That's been sort of my life pattern of always trying to do what other people want over what I want. So I'm trying to, you know, wean myself away from being that person. But especially when it comes to, like, my daughter, she's my only child, and, like, she wants me to come visit, but it sort of spiraled out from me texting her, you know, what would you and your husband like for Christmas? And then it turned into, well, maybe you could come here for Christmas. And then I had mentioned, well, maybe I'll, since I'll be up north, I'm from Florida also, so I would be traveling to Kansas City, Kansas. And then it, I thought, well, since I'm going to be up north, you know, maybe I'll swing over and visit my mother, who's also up north. And then my daughter turned it into, well, maybe, I'm sorry.
So what is your question? I'm sorry. What is your question? Just so we can speed this up, because,
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get it. How can I address the stress of people pleasing, and how can I, like, come into a better place of balance where I can sort of handle, you know, find balance in being a people pleaser
that's a very popular, should I say, problem in this time. The easiest to start with is for grounding. When we get grounded, then we're out of that upper energy of, oh, my goodness, what should I do kind of thing. So the grounding is with the root chakra. So drumming really works really well with connecting with the root chakra. But a really wonderful visualization for that is to stand or sit in a chair with your feet, with your shoes off, flat on the ground. And imagine that the bottom of your feet has an elevator door on it, and just slightly opens. And so the bone becomes like a root, and so you grow your root through your feet into the floor and then through the building, and then you keep just going down, 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 down until you get to the center of the earth. And just sit in that energy for a while. And if you do that, it's just a practice. And if you do that, and then you bring this, the earth energy, up into your body, it will change your energetic field so that you will be calmer and you can act from your own heart. What's the best? So the question is always, what's the best and the right thing for me to do in this situation? What will help you? What will please you? And then you branch it out. That's the place to start. And, you know, and if you have a therapist or if you have a healer nearby that you could work with, because this is a deeper issue, and it's it needs work, and that, you know, that's something that would really help you.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, the work that I do with people, many people have that issue about people pleasing, and we're able to really get to the bottom of that and work through it very quickly. So you can always contact me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com, and if you'd like to work with me a session or two, then, you know, maybe we can get through that. All right, thank you so much for question. It was really, really a good one. Thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Yeah, it was. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay, good morning, caller. How are you, and what is your question for Sylvia?
My question for Sylvia is, I'm a very sensitive soul, and I was drawn to the show today, and I would like to know what bowl that I could personally buy to work with this energy, because I could feel that I would be very receptive to it. For bringing balance throughout my body.
Where do you live?
In Illinois.
In Illinois. The reason I'm asking that is because the best way to have a bowl is to actually play the bowls, because We can prescribe a bowl. The prescription for the sensitive is for the gold bowl or the platinum bowl, but you have to play it to see how it resonates with you. So what I would do is I where in Illinois are you?
Chicago, pretty close, about an hour away.
I would check and go online and check and see if there's any distributors in the Chicago area. I think there is a temple in Chicago, but I'm not sure. And to go to the temple and play the bowls to see what feels right for you. But the bowls, if you're very sensitive, the bowl to start with is something ground, would be a C note, would be a middle C note. And it could be any of the alchemies in the C note. Gold is good. Sedona rock, because it's made from the Sedona rocks, is good. You can call me and we can go over some bowls, and I can order a bowl for you from the company. We can do it that way if you can't find anybody. Or I can lead you to Crystal Tones, and you can talk to them, and they could play bowls for you on the phone. There's many different ways, but if you contact me, it's sylvia@sylviamoss.com. We can set up a time that we can go over how the best way for you to obtain a bowl, because it's not difficult. We can do that.
Well, that would be good, because I know I'm angelically connected, but I really feel that that the bowl would bring it to a whole different level.
Definitely, because it raises our frequency. It raises our frequency as it grounds us. So it plays this double-edged thing of, you know, because we need both. We need it all. So
right.
That would be fabulous. So shoot me an email. What is your name?
My name is Barbara.
Barbara. So send me an email, Barbara, at sylvia@sylviamoss.com. And give me your phone number, and I will call you, and we'll go over this and see what we can do for you.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you, Barbara.
It.
I'm going to put you
Thank
back
you.
On hold so you can listen to the rest of the show, because there's a lot more. Okay.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Sylvia, they were very good questions.
Yes, excellent.
So now you have created, which is coming out in December, these angel cards to help
yes.
us connect with angels and to go to a deeper spiritual place for healing and wisdom.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell us about these and how we would use them.
My favorite topic. So they are, let me see what I can tell you about them. They're photographs. How can you have angel cards? How can you have pictures of angels? Well, there actually are a lot of angel cards out there that a lot of people know about. But my angel cards are photographs. And I think you mentioned it in your speaking in the beginning, that I do have a book out called The Angels of New York. That would be another thing for people to help center them, is to have, because that's what the angel book was created for originally, to people could sit when they come home from the end of the day, when they're just like, they're wiped out, just sit in their chair and just open the book to a page, and then communicate or just commune with that image, because the images that I have photographed have the essence of those angels. And how do I know that? It's because it came to me that that's what was happening, because I could feel it. It was just quite remarkable. So I took the angel images that I put in the book, and then I was going to do another book, which I still may do, of Rome. I'm supposed to do a book of Rome and book of Paris, but I haven't gotten to Paris yet. So I did do about over 100 images of angels in Rome. And so I took 26 angels, images from Rome, and I put them together with the angels of New York. And each card has an angel on it, and I got this incredible graphic designer to help make these angels not so architectural, to have them be more ethereal. So she put a lot of cloud work and made them very misty. And so on the top of the card, it has a title. Every angel has a title. And then at the bottom is a message from that particular angel, not from Sylvia, because I sat down one night and I channeled. There are 52, I believe, 52 or 53 images, cards. And so I channeled each angel, what that angel wanted you as the reader to know, and what that angel could help you with. Like, let me read you. I just lifted one up. It's called The Angel of Your Loving Self. And this is a very beautiful mothering kind of angel from Rome. And she says, well, because I call most of them she's because they look very feminine. Your loving presence is your God self. It contains your higher self. I will guide you as you embody your presence. Your world will change. So they're almost like teaching cards. And they, how I suggest in the instructions, which they have instructions, and is that you use the cards in different ways. You can use them as a daily meditation, like a divination. Like a lot of people will use wisdom cards that way. Not like tarot cards. Tarot cards, you do you do a spread, and what does this mean and what does that mean? With wisdom cards, which these are, I'm sorry, let me just interject something here. These are called the Angels Speak wisdom cards. So it's about the angels talking to you. And so you can draw a card every morning and read the message, and that's your message for the day. And then you can stand this card up against the box, because the box is a vertical box. The box stands up like a little easel, and it's very beautiful. And you're going to lift the lid, and so then you have the angels that you can see standing up, and so it's really kind of fun. But you can stand this angel up, and so it's in your bedroom, your living room, wherever you want to have it, so that it kind of follows you around all day or when you come home. So it's constantly sending you energy. Then the other piece of it is that you can sit down with the card and start tuning into it just like you would do the book. And you can start learning how to commune with angels. And so I'm going to teach a class when the cards come out. I'm going to have a class of teaching people how to use the cards and teaching them how to dialogue with these angels, because it's not something you just do. You do have to have, there is like a little system to it, because these angels are around us all the time. That's why they can help calm us down. So with this high energy now and the chaos, the seemingly chaotic world, if you pull an angel and you look at this angel, draw an angel, and you look at this angel, I mean, it just takes me right into my heart, no matter which angel it is. It takes me right into my heart. My breathing slowed down just now. I felt my body more. And I smiled. Now, that's worth to me $1 million, because it's a very challenging thing to be able to do that on our own. So all these things are tools, and many practitioners, many brilliant tarot people are making card decks, and they're wonderful, and they're giving readings, and they're doing online stuff. So it's all really great, and these particular angels are just really very special, because number one, they're quite beautiful. Because they're photographs, it makes them look like a portrait of a being. It's not a painting. So it make for myself, it makes it more alive. It makes it more, this is really there, because it's like taking a portrait of a friend. Most of them are sculptures. Some of them are stained glass, and there's a couple of bronzes. Well, not a couple, but there's a lot of bronzes. There's some paper mache. So I think those are the three mediums mostly. But so when these cards come out, I will have them online. Oh, people can go to my website. Aha! People can go to my website, SylviaMoss.com. And go, so it would be SylviaMoss.com/store. You go to my store page, and the first item on there is the pre-sale of these cards. So you can pre-order the cards, and when you pre-order the cards for $75, you get a signed deck of cards, plus you will get the online course, which will be about $397, but you'll get that free with the card deck. You'll get the course, you get an angel meditation, and you will get a group sound bath. So you get a lot for $75, plus your deck of cards. And but you can do that, and you can see pictures of the cards. You can see some of the images, and I rotate the images a lot. So there's a way that you can tune in, and you can stay connected. And it tells you, it has a whole description of the cards. And we're in the process right now of putting up information about the crystal bowls and a lot of the images of the crystal bowls. But that should be up by next week. But
that's
these
so
angels
exciting.
Are powerful. Yeah,
yes,
the angels
and you know,
are
and I wanted
powerful.
To mention, to everyone
yes.
who is listening, if you go back to Sylvia was on A Fine Time for Healing on August 13th of 2019. Mm-hmm. And she mm-hmm. actually goes through her angel book and talks about the energy that comes from these seemingly inanimate objects. So that's a very interesting show to listen to. So that's August 13th, Sylvia Moss. And so check that out. It'll give you a lot of insight into these angels. Okay. So that's
yeah, thank you for that.
That's really exciting. And her book is beautiful. It's like it's the kind of thing that you would leave out. It's very, very beautiful.
Yes. It's a coffee table book, yeah.
It's a coffee table book, right. Okay. So when you pull these cards, so is it really the one that you pull in particular is what is meant to speak to you at that moment or for that day?
Both. That moment, that for that day. I mean, how you can do it is you would say, I want to pull a card for the day. I want to pull a card for this moment. I have to make a very important phone call. I have to call my parents. I have a job interview. And you can ask, you can ask these cards, when you pull the card, you can ask questions, or you can ask questions beforehand. There are many ways that you can do this. That's what we're going to go through in the class, of the different ways that you can communicate with the angels. But what's really so powerful is that you can ask questions, and then that particular angel, or that that particular angel may say, draw another card. There are other angels that have to speak to you. The other thing, Randy, which I totally forgot about, is that I've recently, in the last couple of months, started doing angel readings based on the cards, mainly because the angels actually were made really nudging me because they wanted to get to work. It was really, I thought it was me at first. I thought, oh, it's my ego wanting to show off and blah, 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 all of that stuff. But it wasn't. It was the angels. The angels, they started talking to me saying, we want to start talking to people. We want to start helping people. So my friend Anjaya, she kept nudging me, and so I said, okay, I'll do it. So I'm doing angel readings, and I'm doing them based on the card. So it's kind of like a combination. So anyone that wants to me pull an angel and talk and guide them or just do a straight out angel reading, I would be happy to do that because they are a lot of fun and they also are healing, and I play the crystal bowls with them. So it's a full out hour, a reading with a healing built in. So the angels are so powerful, and I think we give them not the credit that they're due, because there's been so much lightness around them, like childlike things around them, because they are so wonderful and childlike, but they are profound because they're with us at all times. And I don't know if many people know this particular thing I'm going to say, is that your angel's not going to necessarily, you know, help you unless you ask for the help, because they're not allowed to. There are laws of the universe, and the laws of the universe, the angels follow very strictly, because it's like our karma. So we have to ask the angels to intervene with us, or ask them a question, or like, follow me, I want you to help me with everything today. Whatever it is, they're there for you, because they're in your space, whether you ask for them or not. But they can't come forward, which moves me every time I say it. And they will let themselves be known when you reach out to them. So
I have a question about that. So if if we have to engage with them them to, you know, to help us, what happens when they step in an emergency kind of situation? What is giving them permission at that time to step in?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because that is a different situation. Because there are certain angels that wouldn't necessarily be your guardian angel, but it could be. Because I don't know enough about the laws of angelic laws. There are people who study angelic law, if you could believe this or not. It just blows my mind. But like the classic of a person stepping out and a bus comes along and something pulls them back. Those are angels that are out there doing that. I mean, that's their job. All angels have jobs. And there are angels that are... let me just pause a minute, because they're saying something. Hold on. There are angels that their commission is to walk around and to be not like policemen, but they're part of the guardian angel troop, and that's what they do. They step in an emergency. It would almost be like our EMF. They get a signal and they're gone. Now, one of them could be your angel. There could be your angels following you around. You haven't asked, but they will pull you back. But they wouldn't necessarily communicate with you. But they will step in and intervene and get you out of a tight spot.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
What exactly, I mean, do you know what angels actually are, you know, as far as the entities of the universe? They're not, because they've never been physical, they've never incarnated. So who are the angels? Who do they work for? I know they work for
They work for God. The primary purpose of the angels originally was that they are God. They protect God. They do God's work. I think the saying is they're God's messengers. So there is a book called The Dictionary of Angels, and it had and also an Encyclopedia of Angels, and it has all the history, all the names. It has their language. It has their alphabet. I mean, it's quite phenomenal. So.
Wow.
And so a lot of my research was done by, you know, studying that. But that the hierarchy of the angels, the ones that we communicate with, are called the earth angels, and that's Michael, Gabriel, Uriel. There's seven. Jophiel, well, there's actually more than seven, but there's seven major ones, and that, and I have those in the deck. Metatron is an archangel, but he's never referred to as Archangel Metatron. He's just referred to as Metatron, and he's like the guide or the overseer of the archangels. Everybody thinks it's Michael. Michael is like the head archangel, but Metatron is like the father of the archangels. But now say your question again, because I got sidetracked there. What is their?
I was just asking what their purpose is and where they are, where they're coming from. So they're doing their work for God.
They're doing their work for God. So where they come from? Yes, some were. The archangels had never incarnated that I know of, but some angels have been human beings first.
Oh. Okay.
They come from the angelic realm. And there are people, people will say, oh, you're such an angel. You'll know people who are angelic. You can see it. You can know, and you will know people who are fairy-like. But there's also larger fairies, too. We won't get into the fairy kingdom. But but the angelic realm, people have been earth people and been angels. And been in the angelic realm. My astrologer says she knows nothing about angels because she's never lived that lifetime. But Sylvia does. I've come from the angelic realm.
Okay.
And that's why I have a strong connection. I mean, I can just I sort of go there. And they're my brothers and sisters kind of thing. And I don't talk about
peeps.
That much.
They're your peeps.
they're definitely my peeps. And there are people that do that. I'm sorry, this should not have gone off. I had it on airport, and I don't know why my phone went off. But so they all have jobs, and like Archangel Michael, who is the most famous one, and the first book that I was going to write, I didn't put all of the prologue. I didn't put all the prologue in the actual book that I printed because it was very long. But I listed some of the angels, what they do in this life, in our lifetime. And Archangel Michael is in charge of entertainment, for one thing, of our entertainment. So that's why you've seen him in several movies. Because there have been movies about Archangel Michael. And so Gabriel's in charge of birth. Gabriel's also in charge of the water system of our planet, of the mists, the vapors, of sacred dance. So each one of them does have specific things that they have powers, they have power over, and they help us with. And so that's why they're very important.
Yeah, and it's good for us to know who is who or which is which.
Exactly.
There's another caller. Let's see
okay.
The caller would like to ask you. Okay, good morning.
Okay.
Did you have a question for Sylvia? We're having a hard time hearing you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Keisha, hello.
Hey.
What's your question?
Well, I just came on. So what kind of questions are you caught? Because I just came on, so I don't know. What kind of questions are you doing?
Oh, okay. So we were just, she's not doing readings, but we were talking about angels. We were talking about singing bowls. And you're welcome to listen. I can put you back on hold, and you can just listen to what we're talking about if you'd like.
Yes,
okay.
It's very interesting what you're talking about, though. Thank
you. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold, and you can listen, okay? Okay.
Thank you.
So, so that's also so interesting. We can even call them in for healings, can't we?
Yes. Yeah. Because when I do my healing work, I have a whole healing team of angels that work with me specifically. And different angels have different healing gifts that, if it's whatever the condition is, that they will come in. And even if you're not a healer, if you're in your life, you can say, which I do all the time, because, you know, I need somebody to help me. So I will call in, you know, different angels to ask them to help me with this, or to help me with this healing, or to help me with this condition in my body, or if I have the flu, or if I have the cold. I mean, I was a little flu-y this week, and I would just sit and meditate, and I would just ask different angels to help me, and I'm fine. You can't hear a thing, and I don't, you know, my energy's back up again. So there are many splendid things they can do. So yes, and if people have any questions about that kind of thing, they can email me. Go to my website. My website is full of all of that stuff, and I also have a complimentary clarity session, a 20-minute complimentary clarity session that I do with people, and that's on the session page on my website. So all of these things for people, there's help on all levels, and that's why I love what I do, because the work works, as they say.
The work works,
and the angels,
right?
And the angels are so delicious. They're just yummy to work with, because they're filled with love, you know. And we need so much love now, because we just don't have it. I was working on my daughter last night, because she was not feeling great and her cat was sick and blah, you know, the list went on. And then she texted me back at the end. She said, "Oh, I just feel so calm now." And this was a long distance healing, and her cat's getting better. Her cat couldn't breathe, and her cat's getting better now. So
I have one more question before we finish. So do we have to know the names of the angels in order to call them in for particular things? We can just say, please, you know, whatever. Tell us how to say that.
Yeah, okay. That's a great question, Randy. Thank you. So you would have a quiet moment, and you would say, I would like to call forth the angels. I would like to call forth my angel to help me with, and then you would say what the with is. Or you could just ask for an angel. I would like my angel to be with me today. Do you have anything that you can guide me on? Very simple thing. Like you call a friend. If you can begin to think of the angels as your best friend, instead of calling up your friend Nancy and saying, "Hey, I got this problem. What are we going to do? What am I going to do?" Call in your angel. You don't have to know the angel's name. You can ask, because most of the times the angels won't give you their names. I mean, some people, sometimes they do, but you know, they don't necessarily count on it, because they want to stay anonymous so that you don't get attached to that particular thing. And like, I have five angels that are with me all the time, and you know, that they just support whatever I'm doing. So you just say, "Please be with me," or you know, "Help me with this," or "Help me with talking to my daughter," or help me like the lady talking what she should do to go visit her family. just ask for them, just like you talk to a friend.
Okay. And so we are not, most of us cannot hear them, but I guess we hear them telepathically.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yes. Okay.
I don't hear them. I want to clear this up. I don't hear them like I'm talking to you. I hear them as a thought in my mind.
Okay.
Like when I stop before, I stop so that I could tune in deeper to them. And then I was connected. And it's almost like they speak through me. It's how all channeling. I mean, if you're not a channel,
right?
You know,
right.
You wouldn't do that. But you would. They speak to. And some people do hear them. I mean, some people. It's what's called clairaudient. So I'm not clairaudient, but I'm clairvoyant. So it's a different. I can visualize and I can sense. I have a very strong sense. So there are like six senses. It's six gifts. So each person is going to experience it differently. So don't think you're wrong if you're experiencing or not experiencing. If you're getting a feeling that's, you know, that's perfect. And there's a wonderful movie, I will leave you with a wonderful movie to watch, and you can get it online, I think, still, called Wings of Desire. It's an old German film, and it's brilliant. It shows how the angels work. It's a fictional thing, but it's fabulous. It's a fabulous film. Black and white.
Okay.
Yes,
I think we're
right.
All going to check that out. Sylvia, this has been so interesting. Thank you so much. And, you know, so now we know how to reach you. We know how to go to your website and all those things.
Yes.
And we know all the things that you're offering us. So I appreciate you sharing this amazing, wonderful knowledge with us today. And and it's been a pleasure having you back.
Thank you so much. And the angel of joy wants to be with everyone. That was what just came through.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, I'm smiling.
Yes, yes. Good.
All right.
Good.
Well,
good.
Have a wonderful
Thank you.
Day, and thanks again.
Thank you, you too. Thank you, and thanks to everybody. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. So we are out of time, but if you have any comments or questions, you can email me at loveyourlife@randyfine.com. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.